Today's shir is Masechta Kedushin Tapez. We begin the Masechta Be'ezer Hashem Yizbarach. Masechta Kedushin, the Sfarim indicate, is a Masechta that represents the teaching us about the marriage of a husband and a wife. And the Sfarim teach us that learning Masechta Kedushin is a skula that people who need Shidduchim, people who need to find their match by learning Masechta Kedushin, it's a school to help them find their shidduch. So our learning of this Masechta should be a school for all of our brothers and sisters who want to build Jewish homes. As we know, a Jewish marriage, a halachic marriage, really has two steps to it. There's the Erusin and there's the Nesuin. As we discussed when we learned Masechta Gittin, in our world they're actually conducted at the same time. But halachically, there are two stages, the Erusin and then the Nesuin. Our Mishnah actually is going to focus more on the Erusin than on the Nesuin. It says the Mishnah, Ha'isha Niknes, a woman can be acquired into Erusin b'shlosh drachim in three ways. Tosfos points out that when the Mishnah begins with the words ha'isha, it seems to be speaking about someone who we already are aware of. And who is that ha'isha that we're already speaking about? So Tosfos says it's referring to the pasuk in the Torah that the Torah says ki yikach ish isha, when a man marries a woman. That isha that the Torah speaks about, our Mishnah will now discuss how an isha becomes mekudeshes. Another teretz that the Mefarshim offered of Pnei Yeshua discusses this teretz, and he says that the halacha is that a father can marry off a daughter even when she's a ketana, but not all of the methods of kedushin that are mentioned in our Mishnah will be valid when a father marries off a ketana. Bia, for example, one of the methods that we're going to learn soon is an effective kedushin, would not be effective by a ketana. So therefore our Mishnah uses the words ha'isha, which refers to a gedayla, because the halakas of our Mishnah only apply to a gedayla. It's also interesting to note that the first Rashi of our Masechta uses the words ha'isha niknes lebala, to her husband. And Mefarshim ask, obviously, Isha becomes niknes lebala. So why is Rashi have to use those words? So one teretz that the Mefarshim offer is that, as we said a moment ago, there are actually two steps in the marriage procedure, Erusin and Nesuin. Erusin is a very unique relationship, and that's actually what Rashi is referring to by saying Ha'isha Niknes Labala, she becomes this special status of Erusin, is accomplished by the ways our Mishnah mentions. But another pshat that I saw, which is very fundamental to understanding what the relationship between a husband and a wife is all about, although our Mishnah, and we're going to learn soon in the Gemara, discusses that a kedushin is really a form of a kinyan, one should not make a mistake, teaches us Rashi, that a wife is, so to speak, the property of her husband, and therefore Rashi says Ha'isha Niknes Labala, it's a relationship of a husband and a wife. A wife is not the property of a husband, a wife is the wife of a husband. So Isha Niknes B'Shlosh Drachim, a wife becomes Mekudeshes in three ways, the Koines Atzma, and she is released from that marriage status B'Shtrei Drachim in two ways. Niknes, she becomes Mekudeshes B'Kesef B'Shtar U'Bibiya, through Kesef, through money being exchanged, B'Shtar, a Shtar Kedushin, U'Bibiya, having relations. The Rishonim point out that even though the Torah mentions Bia as a method of affecting Kedushin, since the halacha is that Rav Mangid a man the Kaddish b'Bia, Rav would give Malkus for somebody who did Kedushin through Bia, it's frowned upon, and therefore the Mishnah lists Bia as the last method of effecting Kedushin. Kesef is mentioned before Shtar, because as we're going to learn in the Gemara soon, the reason we know that Kesef is effective in conducting a Kedushin is because we learn it from Gzeres Shava by the Pasuk by Avraham Avinu, which appears at the beginning of the Torah, and therefore Kesef is mentioned first. The Mefarshim, the Rishonim, and the Achronim discuss at great length when one makes a Kedushin, any of the three types of Kedushin that our Mishnah is mentioning, Kesef, Shtar, or Bia, is it necessary to say anything along besides actually doing the act of Kedushin? Regarding Bia, many Rishonim suggest that in every type of the Kedushin that is conducted, it has to be explicitly said, Harayat Mekudeshesli. You are becoming Mekudeshes, whether it's with the Kesef, whether it's with the Shtar, whether it's with the Bia. That's what seems to be the Pshat of Rashi. However, many Mefarshim suggest that certainly by Bia, there is no reason to clearly indicate the purpose of the Bia is to affect Kedushin. Particularly as we learned in Masechta Gittin, Ein Adam Oisah Bilasa Bilasnus. So it's obvious that somebody is doing Bia in a woman, he's doing it for the purpose of doing Kedushin. Similarly, many Rishonim suggest that by Shtar, there is no need to say Harayat Mekudeshesli B'Shtar Zu, because it's obvious that the Shtar is going to affect Kedushin, because that's what the Shtar says. The Shtar says that this is here to affect Kedushin. However, there are Rishonim that suggest that even by the Shtar, even though the Shtar says that it's affecting Kedushin, it should be articulated. Certainly by Kesef, it is the opinion of most Rishonim that if somebody is being Mekadesh b'Kesef, he should say that the purpose of giving this money is to affect of Kedushin. And the reason is because when somebody is giving Kedush, when somebody is giving Kesef, we don't know that he's giving the woman the Kesef in order to affect the Kedushin. He may be giving her the Kesef because he owes her some money. He may be giving her the Kesef because he wants to buy something from her. The only way we know that the Kesef is affecting Kedushin is by him explicitly saying that that is the purpose of this Kesef. There is a machloikis. If now that we established that when one says be mekadosh with kesef, he says hareni mekadosh bekesef, hareni mekadosh ishazu, does he have to add the words betabazu? Does he have to add the words with this kesef, with this ring? Our minhag clearly is to do that, but it's not clear if that is absolutely essential according to the halacha. The Rishonim go on also to say that if somebody is Mekadosh a woman with a shtar, the shtar does not have to have any value. Because if the shtar is going to have value, say the Rishonim, then we don't need the shtar to, then we don't need to have a special type of Kedushin which is affected through a shtar. We can have Kedushin Kesef if the shtar has value. It must be that the shtar has no value. However, the Mefarshim suggest that even the Rishonim that say that the shtar has to have value, we asked what is going to be the nafkamina, then she can become kedushas through kesef if the shtar already has value. The shtar should be considered like it is the kesef. So Mefarshim say the nafkamina is as follows. We just said that when somebody's Mekadosh an issue with Kesef, he has to say Harei at Mekudeshes. Whereas when somebody's Mekadosh an issue with Shtar, he doesn't have to say Harei at Mekudeshes. That's why we need the Shtar. Even if we say it has to have value, Still, what we gain by Kiddush Shtar is that there's no need to say Hareat Mukudeshes. However, the Sefer HaMakna suggests that even if that the question if the Shtar has to have a value or not is not really connected to the question if when one is Mekadesh with a Shtar, does he have to say Hareat Mukudeshes? Why? Because he says that the Shtar itself, by its saying that this is a Shtar Kedushin, is the biggest raya that it's accomplishing Kedushin, because that's what the Shtar says. There's another nafkamina. We know for a valid Kedushin, there has to be Edim. So certainly if somebody is Mekadosh with Kesef, there have to be two witnesses watching that marriage. Similarly, by Kedush Shabiyah, the Rishonim suggest, most Rishonim suggest that there is no need to see actually the Kedushim, the Bia, but they have to see that the husband and wife go into a room where no one else is there. Kedush Shtar, however, suggests to Akiva Eger, there may not be a requirement that there be any Edom. Because since watching the husband give the wife the Shtar, since the Shtar itself is signed by two Edom, the two Edom that sign the Shtar are the proof that serve as the Edom. And that could be another nafkamina suggests achroinim between Kedusha Shtar versus Kedusha Kesef. The Shtar, there doesn't have to be witnesses watching the Shtar being given over, whereas by Kedusha Kesef, we have to have Edom watch the Kesef being given over. Our minig is to be Mekadosh and Isha with a ring. And the Mefarshim explain that a ring should be used. The ring that's used, the Mefarshim say, should not have any stone on it, because once it has a stone on it, the woman may think it's a more valuable stone than the stone that is actually there. And therefore, the minig is to use a ring without a stone. The minig is also to use a ring that is gold, but it's white gold, although there are those that use yellow gold. The Mefarshim suggest that in order to avoid any questions that the woman should think that the ring is a different material than it really is more valuable than it really is, it's important as the Kedushin is done that the woman say, I'm accepting the Kedushin with this ring, as long as the ring is worth a pruta, as we're going to learn in a moment, that's the minimal amount that the ring has to be worth, and as long as the woman accepts that this ring is worth a pruta without going into the details of how much the ring is really worth, that is the proper way of affecting the Kedushin. Why is a ring used? So Mefarshim explain, because a ring is worn by the woman all of the time. Like that, the woman remembers all of the time that she is her husband's wife. And that's why the minig is to put the ring on the right finger. Again, representing the special relationship, the special bond that is being created here between the husband and the wife. In fact, the Mefarshim explained that in the Mishkan, the Likutei Maharich quotes this, in the Mishkan, the different items were kept together by loops that look like rings. So we see that a ring represents a chibur, the way to connect different items. And that's what the ring of the Kedushin represents, that this husband and wife are being joined together. There are those, as I said, that have a minig specifically to use a ring made out of silver, and the reason is because silver, the word kesef, every letter in the word kesef has a numerical value which is far greater than the previous letter. Chaf is 20, samach is 60, and pei is 80. And that's what we're saying to this couple: your life, your marriage should constantly grow and get better and better. And that's why we use kesef. There is a question amongst the Rishonim. Kedusha Shtar are effective because, as we said in Masechta Gittin, we compare Yitzia to Havaya. If a Shtar is effective for get, it's effective for Kedushin. The question that the Mefarshim discuss is, are all the halachas of a shtar get also applicable to shtar Kedushin? For example, we learned that if a husband were to tell his wife, Tli gitech mi al gabre karka, pick up your get from the floor, it would be invalid get. Does the same din apply by Kedushin? There are Mefarshim that suggest absolutely. Yitzia and Havaya are compared to each other. However, there are other Mefarshim that say that even though Davni Malum says this, that even though Kedushin and Gittin are compared to each other, that there's a special din that only applies by Kedushin, by Gittin of a Nasan Biyada, that the husband has to give the get into the wife's hand, which is a din that only applies by Gittin, not by Kedushin. For the same reason the Mefarshim discuss, could one be Mekadosh and Isha with something that's Mechubel Lekarka, with a shtar that's still connected? By get, we clearly learned that it's possible, but could be by Kedushin, where there is no specific din of a Nasan Biyada, it would be valid. Continues the Mishnah. When we speak about Kedusha Kesef, how much the Kedusha Kesef have to be? B'shamay Omrim, b'dinner or b'shava dinner. Either you use a dinner or something worth a dinner. And the Pnei Yeshua points out that why does the Mishnah have to say both a dinner and a shava dinner? If a shava dinner is value, is acceptable, then certainly a dinner is worth a shava dinner. So why does the Mishnah have to say both? So Pnei Yeshua says that the Mishnah is coming to teach us that we don't follow what the Mordechai says. There's a Mordechai that says that Kedushin should not be done with money. Because money, especially in those times, the currencies came in and out of circulation. And if currency that's not in circulation were to be used, it would be an ineffective Kedushin. Therefore, they were makbid, they were careful not to use money. Teaches us the Mishnah that you can use dinner, you could use actual money. There's a question that the Chasam Sofer and the Chazon Ish discuss. In our world, the money that we use doesn't have any intrinsic value. A coin doesn't have the value of the metal in it. A coin represents a certain amount of money. A dollar represents a certain amount of money. Are those items halachically considered money? And both the Chazon Ish and the Chasam Sofer say that even dollar bills, paper money, is considered full-fledged money. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, b'pruta, b'shava pruta, a kedushin is effective even with a pruta or a shava pruta. And as the Rishonim point out, a pruta is not really money. So what's the Mishnah saying, both pruta and shava pruta? So Tosfos points out that the Mishnah just remaining consistent. Since when we mentioned Beis Shammai's opinion, we said dinner b'shava dinner. Beis Hillel says b'pruta b'shava pruta. Tosfos also points out that the Mishnah Masecht Idyos teaches us that this is one of the situations where Beis Shammai is a mekel and Beis Hillel is a machmer. Because according to Beis Hillel, as soon as a husband gives a wife a pruta, we have a full-fledged kedushin. Whereas according to Beis Shammai, until a dinner is actually given, we don't have a kedushin. Kami pruta, exactly how much is a pruta? Echad mishmoina be'esser ha'italki, 1/8 of the Italian iser. There's a fundamental machloikis rishonim. When our Mishnah teaches us according to Beis Hillel, pruta or shava pruta can be used, how do we know that shava pruta is acceptable? Many Rishonim suggest we don't need a special limud. It's obvious that a shava pruta can be used. What's the difference between a pruta or a shava pruta? Whereas according to Tosfos, there's a special limud we learn from Eved Ivri, that just like by an Eved Ivri, the halach is pruta, just like by Eved Ivri, the halach is shava kesef, the value of kesef is equal to kesef, so too will be the halacha regarding Kedushin. What is the nafkamina between the opinion of Tosfos versus the opinion of the other Rishonim? According to the other Rishonim, every situation of a Shavik Kesef will be acceptable. Because according to them, it's logic that teaches us that they're both the exact same. And therefore, in any situation, according to those Rishonim, where the Torah calls for Kesef, for money to be used, Shavik Kesef will be acceptable. However, according to Tosfos, that there's a special limud required to teach us that Shavik Kesef is acceptable. According to those Rishonim, we will need a limud for every situation to teach us that Shavik Kesef is acceptable. And without that limud, only real hard Kesef could be acceptable where the Torah calls for Kesef. There is an interesting sma that says that even though Beis Hillel, which is the opinion that we always follow, and our Mishnah says that Kedushin is effective with a Peruta, the Sma says that that perhaps was only in the time of Chazal, where the Peruta had value, where you bought silver, Echad Mishmoina Besera Talki, which is a very small, which is silver weighing a half a grain of barley, which according to the Chazon Ish is approximately 1/40th of a gram, very small amount of silver, not really with a lot of value. Says the Sma, in those times, that much silver had value. Nowadays, with that much silver, perhaps now it's again different, but in those days, when silver, where it has no pruta, really doesn't have much value, the Sma suggests you would have to use more than a pruta, even according to Beis Hillel. However, most Achroinim disagree with the Sma and say if the halach is that a pruta can be used to affect kedushin even nowadays. The kainas atzma, continues the Mishnah, a woman releases herself from the marriage, beget, through a get, or mimises a baal, or if the husband dies. So the Mefarshim discuss, why do we need to have a special limud to teach us that mises a baal, that if the husband passes away, the marriage is terminated. Of course the marriage is terminated. The husband is no longer alive. So Rabbi Chanan says a very big chiddush. Rabbi Chanan says, just like we find regarding Hilchus Erva, one's father-in-law, one's husband's brother, not in a situation of Yibum, remains an Erva even after the husband dies, perhaps we would say that even if the husband dies, that doesn't change the fact that she's an Eishes Ish. That's why we need a special limud that we're going, that the Torah tells us that when a husband dies, the marriage is over. In fact, the Miches Chinuch discusses if that is a special limud to teach us that a husband's death breaks the bond of an Eishes Ish, which is a limud regarding a Jewish marriage. How will we know that that then also applies by Goyim? And the Miches Chinuch says, since the band, the ishus of a husband and a wife by Akum is a lesser band, therefore it's understood that the death of the husband terminates the marriage. But otherwise we would indeed have a shaila, how do we know that it terminates the marriage? Hayivama. We know that the Torah teaches us that if someone, Rachman Tzlan, passes away without any children, his wife is open for Yibum by one of her husband's brother. Yibum is affected by Biyah, when the brother-in-law has Biyah with the sister-in-law. In fact, the Paiskim discuss, are there Edim, the Paiskim say that when somebody does Biyah with a Yivama, he makes a bracha. Asher klishonim mitzvaysav v'tzivanu abiyas Yivama. The question that comes up, is our Edom required for that Bia? It seems, we would learn the Mishnah, that Edom ought to be required. However, many Paiskim suggest that Edom are not required. Since the halach is, the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Yevamos, that if a Yavam has Bia with his sister-in-law, even B'shoigig, she becomes his wife. So if there are always Edom required, how can we have a situation of Shogeg? It can't be that it happened if it's obvious, if there has to be Edom. So it's perhaps by Yibum, even though we said earlier for Kedushin, we have to have Edom, it's not required for Yibum. The Rishonim also asked, Tosfos asks, why, just like the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Mishnah, when it discussed a regular woman, says that the Kedushin is effective through three ways, why doesn't it say that it's effective by Yevama one way, Bia, B'derech Echad? So Tosfos answers, when we speak about only one way, the Torah doesn't mention the number. Another Torah is that it's obvious, if we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, that a regular marriage is effective through Kesef Shtar and Bia, it's obvious by Yevama, where the Mishnah only mentions Bia as an acceptable manner, we don't have to say the number. The Karnes Atzma, she is released, B'chalitza or B'mitzas HaYavam, if the brother-in-law performs Chalitza with her, or if the brother-in-law dies, and there are no other brother-in-laws to do Yibam. Certainly, once Yibam is done, it's considered a full-fledged marriage, which is broken the same way any Jewish marriage is broken, beget or b'mises habal. Furthermore, as we learned in Masechta Yevamos, this is the din midaraisa. However, midrabanan, there is a concept of maimer, that if one of the brothers made a kedusha kesef, a kedusha shtar, only he could do yibum, he excludes the other brothers. And similarly, if one of the brothers gives the Yevama a get, this Yevama will no longer be a candidate for Yibam, she will only be a candidate for Chalitza. Says the Gemara, Hisha Niknes, the Mishnah began with the words Hisha Niknes. Asked the Gemara, Maishna Hachi the Tani Isha Niknes, why does our Mishnah use the words Ha'isha Niknes or Maishna Hasam? Why does the first Mishnah of the second parak, when it speaks about a Jewish marriage, use the words Ha'ish Mekadesh? Why don't we use the same, why aren't we consistent in using the same language? Answers the Gemara, Mishim the Kabay Lemisne Kesef, because since our Mishnah is going to mention that Kesef, money, as we discussed, is one of the effective ways of affecting a kedushin. And how do we know the kesef menolam? How do we know that kesef is effective in a form in affecting kedushin? Because gama kicha kicha mistei Ephraim. We learn exereshav the word kicha is used regarding a marriage. Kicha chish isha, kigiksev hacha kicha chish isha, viksev hasam. It says regarding Avraham Avinu buying the Maris HaMachpelah from Ephraim, the Torah uses the words V'chsati Kesef Asada Kach Mimenu. So we learn Agzereshava Kicha Kicha, the Kesef is effective. Now Farshim discuss, why does the Torah choose to teach us the effectiveness of Kedushe Kesef from Stay Ephraim? So one pshat is because the Torah, after it teaches us the Parshas Ephraim, immediately afterward talks about Avraham Avinu telling Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzchak. So we see there's a connection. Another pshat is that the Torah is teaching us, why is there such an important issue of getting married? Because the purpose of getting married is to have children, to have future generations. And why is it so important to our future generations? Because people aren't here forever. And the way we have a continuation is by getting married and having children. Says the Torah, we learned from Ephraim that we're going to leave the world. That's why Avraham Avinu bought the Maris HaMachpelah. And since people won't be here forever, they need to get married to have children, to have continuity. The Mefarshim also point out, Ritva points out, that even though our Gemara is suggesting that the way we know that Kedusha Kesef is effective is because we learned this Kseri Shava from Ephraim, it's not an exact similar situation. Because here, the husband gives the wife the money, and the wife becomes his. However, you know, the husband is buying the wife. by the Ephraim, it was the other way around. Ephraim received the money, and he was the seller, not the one that was bought. However, we see the concept that money affects a full-fledged transaction. However, what we have to understand now is, if we're learning from the word kicha, kicha, so then the Mishnah should have used the words ha'isha nichis. Why does the Mishnah use the word kinyan? Says the Gemara, the kicha ikri kinyan. Kicha is considered a kinyan. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, hasoda shekana avram, inami sodois bekesef yiknu. And as Tosfos and it points out, the reason the Gemara is mentioning this other pasuk is it explicitly teaches us that purchasing a field is called a maisa kinyan, and that's why our Mishnah uses the words ha'isha niknas. Ask the Gemara, if so, v'nisni hasam ish kaina, if we're saying that kinyan is the proper and appropriate word to be used when we're talking about a marriage, so the Mishnah should have used that word in the next parak also. Why does it say ish mekadesh? Answers the Gemara. Mikara tana lishna deraisa. First, our Gemara teaches us the wording that the Torah uses as the appropriate wording representing a marriage. Kinyan. Lepsoif tana lishna deraisa. The next parak teaches us the Rabbanon, the word that the Rabbanon use for Kedushin, or my list of the Rabbanon, what is the proper word with the Rabbanon? Kedushin. Why is Kedushin the proper word to be used to represent a marriage? The Asala Kula Alma Kehegdish. Because when a husband marries a woman, she becomes Asr to everyone else. No one else may be married to her, just like Hegdish is also to everyone else besides to the Hegdish. And as Tosfos points out, there are really two parts to a Kedushin. One part of the Kedushin is that the wife becomes the husband's wife, and the second part is to the exclusion of everyone else, that he only is her husband's, no one else. And Rav Shimon Shkop says that the word Hegdish is most appropriate, because what does Hegdish represent? When someone is Magdish an item, it's not just that he was Magdish it. It changes status. Something which is Chulin is not Hegdish. They're totally two different categories. Similarly, a single woman and an Eishes Ish are two different categories, and that's what the Torah is teaching us in this Limud, that a wife is in a new category, the category of Hegdish. There's an interesting vort from the Imrei Emes. The Imrei Emes says that why does the Torah consider a wife Hegdish? The Torah is teaching us how one is supposed to treat a wife. He's supposed to treat a wife like she's Hegdish, like she's a holy item. Just like somebody treats Hegdish with great respect, so too should a wife be treated with great respect. Ask the Gemara, so we explained why the word koina should be used in our Mishnah. So, but why does it say Isha Niknas? It should have said Ish Koina. Again, because we want to be consistent with the as much as possible with the wording of the next parak. Answers the Gemara, Mishum the Kabbalah Misne Sefer. The Koinus Atzma B'didah, since we want to speak in the Sefer, how she reacquires herself, which Taninam, then she's the one acquiring herself. That's why we in the Reish also speak about Taninami Reisha B'yidah. In the Reish we speak about herself too. Ask the Gemara, V'nishnei Heish Kaina Makna. Why do we have to have the Sefer speaking about herself? Let's say that this is the way the husband buys her, and this is the way he releases her. Answers the Gemara, because Mishum the Ikamisis about. One of the ways mentioned that we just learned in the Sefer that she's released is through his death. The lav iu kamakni. He doesn't cause his own death. Nobody chooses to die. It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he should die. That's why the wording that his makna is inappropriate. Vibaisema, itana kaina. If we would have learned the word, if the Mishnah would have used the word kaina, havamina bal karcha, we would think that a husband could get that a wife could get married even against her will. Tani isha niknas. That's why the Mishnah uses the words isha niknas to teach us the medata in only if she's agreeable. That's when we have a kedushin. Shlomo medata love. She's not agreeable. The kedushin is not an effective kedushin. There's a machlokes rishonim. If a husband is mekadoshin isha bal karcha, is it a kedushin? The Rambam says that it is effective. Just like we find that the halacha is tluyu v'zovin zvune zivin, just like if somebody's forced to sell something, we say that the sale is effective. Similarly, if a husband is mekadosh nisha bal karcha, the kedushin is effective. However, the Rashba and the Bala'ita disagree, and they say that even a husband who's mekadosh nisha bal karcha, it would not be an effective kedushin. And they explain, the halacha of Tluyu V'Zovin is regarding selling an item, but it's not regarding kedushin. As we said, is that the husband is acquiring, buying the wife. Buying, you can never, any buying cannot be effective under coercion, and therefore it's not an effective kedushin. Ask the Gemara, on my area, the Tani Shalosh, why did the Mishnah use the word shalosh alosh in the keva? Listen, shloisha alosh in zachar, which is the typical wording that the Torah uses. Answers the Gemara, v'shum the kabay lemisni derech, because the Torah wants to use the word derech, v'derech losh in the keva hu, and derech is losh in the keva, the ksiv, as the pasuk says, v'dat olhem asad derech yelchuba. So the Torah used the losh in the keva because we're saying the word derech. Ask the Gemara, Velaha the Tanya. It says in the Braisa, B'shivet Rochem Baitkim Zazov. The Torah speaks about a person who is a Zov, that has a certain type of an emission, and the halacha is that it depends. If that emission came out naturally, after two times of coming out, within a certain prescribed amount of time, he becomes a Zov. And then Bryce says there are seven different things to check to see if it happened naturally or there was a cause for it. Ask the Gemara if the word derech is a lush in the keva, so shouldn't have said shiva, it should have said sheva. Answer the Gemara, b'shem dekabay lemisni derech, because that Mishnah again uses the word derech, v'ashkechan derech dikri lush in zachar. And we know that derech is a lush in zachar, Tiksiv, as the pasuk says, "B'derech echad yetzor lecha, u'b'shevet drachim yenusu lefenecha." Ask the Gemara, "Yachi kasha kra'a dadi." We have a stira. Sometimes the pasuk seems to indicate that derech is a lashon zachar, and sometimes it seems to indicate it's a lashon nekeva. Furthermore, the kasha nami masnisin adadi. We have a stira in the Mishnayis. How could the word derech be used both as lashon zachar and as lashon nekeva? Answers the Gemara. There is no question regarding the psukim. The pasuk that we quoted that says derech is a lashon akeva, the pasuk of Adat Olam Asad Derech Yelchuba is referring to the Torah. The Torah ikri lashon akeva. The Torah is lashon akeva. The ksiv Torah Hashem Meshivas Nefesh. So Mepharshim asked, why is Torah mentioned b'loshin meshivas nefesh, b'loshin nekeva? Shouldn't Torah be loshin zachar? For isn't it men who are obligated to learn the Torah? So Mepharshim answered, the Rishash answers, just like a wife brings comfort to a husband, so too does Torah, as the pasuk say, bring comfort to a man. Torah Hashem tamima meshivas nefesh, and therefore it's most appropriate that Torah be lashon akeva, and that's why cause of law, that's why that pasuk uses law be lashon akeva. Hasan the melchamakai, whereas this pasuk, which is referring to melchama, the darkish ish lasis melchama, it's men that go out to war. Vein darkish ish lasis melchama, but women don't go out to war. That's why cause of law be lashon zachar. So Mepharshim ask, Why is our Gemara saying that women don't go out to war? Doesn't it say that when it comes to the Chinuch says that when it comes to Mechemes Mitzvah, Hakel Yoisim, Vafil Chosim Lechedroi, Vekala Muchupaso? The Rambam quotes that saying. So we see that women do go to Melchama. So what's our Mishnah, that's our Gemara saying that only men go to Melchama, not women. So Ritvaz answers, what it means, it doesn't mean that women actually go out to war. What it means is that women who are in the chuppah, their chuppah is disturbed because the chosm goes to war. But it's not that the kala actually goes to war. Another pshat that the Rishash suggests is that they don't actually go out to war. They supply and they take care of the men who are going out to war. But they themselves aren't actually going out to war. Furthermore, Masnis and Adodi Lakasha, we don't have a machloikis between the Mishnayis. Hocha del Gabi Ishikoi, our Mishnah, which is speaking regarding the woman, Ketani Lob Loshna Keva, speaks about a Loshna Keva. Hosom, the Mishnah there that speaks about the Zov, which, as we said, is only referring to a Zov, as we're going to explain. Delgabi Ishkoi, that's why it says it Loshin Zocha. The Darshka Shal Ish Lebodek, it's only a man that has to be examined if he had an emission, what was the cause for it. The Ain Darshka Shal Ish Lebodek, but women aren't examined. The Isha, because by women that has an emission, it makes no difference why she had that emission. Nami Ba'oinis Mitama, even if it was Ba'oinis, even if it was for any reason, she's Tamei. That's why, since that din that's mentioned, that Brisa, that Mishnah is only regarding males, that's why Tani Beloshin Zohar. Ask the Gemara, my Tani, Tani Shalish. Why did our Mishnah say the word Shalish? We explain, because the Mishnah is using the word Drachim. Ask the Gemara, so Nisni Dvarim, why not use the word Dvarim, which is a Loshin Zohar, and then we could use the word Nisni Shloisha, because we want to use the word Shloisha if at all possible, for as we said earlier, we always want to speak about a Loshin Zohar. Answers the Gemara, Mishum Dekabai Lemisni Bia, because the Mishnah wants to use the word Bia, or Bia Ikri Derech, and the word Bia is considered Derech, the Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, for Derech Gavr Ba'alma Kein Derech Ishim in Ephes. Ask the Gemara, Hotenech Bia. The word Derech is appropriate to Bia. But Bia, Kesra Shtar, Michael Amema, the Torah doesn't specifically use the word Derech regarding Shtar or Bia. Shtar or Kesef. Answers the Gemara, Mishim Bia. Since we need to use the word Derech because of Bia, that's why we use the word Derech in the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, V'tani tar to adachada, kesef and shtar, we just established that there is nothing unique to use the word derech for. So it's only for bia. So we're going to use the word derech, which will cause us to speak, to teach the Mishnah in Loshen Nekeva, which is not the usual situation, just because of bia. It says the Gemara, Hani Nami Tzarek Bi'aninu. All Kedushin is the first stage in the ultimate marriage relationship, which leads to Bia. And therefore, the word Derech is appropriate even regarding Kesef Shtar, because Kesef and Shtar ultimately lead to a Bia. And as Mefarshim explained, the word Derech means that you're on a path towards a goal. And that's exactly what the Mishnah is teaching us, that all of these forms of Kedushin are leading towards a specific goal. Vibai Seima, Hormani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Rav Shimon. The Tan of Shimon Omra, Rav Neima Omra Torah, Kiyokach Ish Isha. What does the Torah speak about the man taking the wife? V'loi Kosav, Kislokach Ishal Ish. Doesn't speak about a woman being taken to a man. Neshadaka Shal Ish, Lachsal Isha. It's the man that looks for the woman. V'indaka Shal Isha, Lachsal Ish. It's not the woman that goes looking for the man. Why? Because Marshal Adam Sha'avdala Aveda. Just like we have, if a person loses something, Mi Chayza Mi, who goes looking for the lost item? Balaveda Machsa Avedasai. And as we remember, from Parshas Bereishis, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, Adam was created alone, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Tzela from the Adam to create from him Chava, and therefore he lost part of himself, and that's why he is the one that Derech, the husband, Lashon, the husband, it's the Derech of the husband to look for a wife. Mefarshim explained, now we understand why a Shechiyonu is not made by a marriage. Because just like if someone loses something, he doesn't make a Shechiyonu when he finds it. Only when you buy something new do you make a Shechiyonu. Similarly, a marriage, you're only finding the wife which was really part of you from the beginning, and therefore Shechiyonu is not made. And with this, the Mefarshim also explain, how did Adam and Chava get married in Gan Eden without any Edom? The answer is, because if you're sure that this is your wife, then it's obvious that there's no need for Edom. You're really just reconnecting something that was one from the beginning. So when a husband and wife get married, we hope and we pray that it's a perfect match, but we can never be sure. By Adam v'Chava, it was certainly a perfect match, and therefore there was no need for Edom. As the Gemara, Vodatna, this that we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Azavim, Bezayin Drachim Bayit Knes Azav, 7 Drachim are used to check Azav, Lisnei Dvarim, why don't we use the word Dvarim, and then we could stay, and then, why do we have to use the word Derech? Answers the Gemara, Hasam HaKamashmon, the Daka, the Michli Yaseir, Lassula Deziva, overeating, the Daka, the Mishnah Yaseir, overdrinking, Asil Dezove, will bring Chas V'Shalom Ziva. Ask the Gemara, Vodatnan, there's a Mishnah Masechet Bikurim that says, Esrik Shavel Ilam Begimel Drachim. An Esrik is like a tree in three ways. It's similar to a tree in three ways. What are the three ways? That the law of Arla, Revai, and Shvius apply to it. Listening Dvarim. Tosfos asks that there is a sheet that says that Revai only applies by a vineyard. So how does the Mishnah say that Esrig has Revai? So one Teretz Tosfos says is that there is an opinion that says that it applies by other fruits also. And that Mishnah is going according to that opinion. Or everybody agrees that Midrabbanon, Revai applies by all trees, and that's the din regarding that Revai of that Esrig. Answers the Gemara. So why do we use the word Derech, not Dover? Since the Sefer, that Mishnah, wants to say Yerek B'Derech Echad, that's why we say Derech in the Reisha. Ask the Gemara, Sefer Naima Nas Dover. Why do we use the word Dover in the Sefer also? Answers the Gemara, Hasam Kamashmon, the Daka the Esrig Ki Yerek. The Torah wants to teach us that Esrig is similar in the way it grows to a vegetable. Ma Yerek Darka L'Godol Kol Mayim. Just like a vegetable needs all types of water, it can't just rely on rainwater. It has to be watered with irrigation and water brought to it. Uvishasli Kutasa Yisura. And the Maisa, we know every year has different Maisa obligations. First year is Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni. So to the second year in the Shemitah cycle. The third year is Maisa Rishon, Maisa Oni. Fourth and fifth is Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni. Sixth is Maisa Rishon, Maisa Oni. Af Esrik Dark L'Godol Kamayim. And Esrik also requires extra watering, not just rainwater. B'Shasli Kutasa Yisura. And its obligation for Maisa goes according to the time that it's picked. So that's why the word Derech is mentioned there to teach us that it's similar, Derech, it's similar to a vegetable, and that's why it has these halachas. The Pesach can point out that even though the Esrig is a citrus fruit, and there are other citrus fruits, oranges, lemons, the special halachas that apply to Esrig don't as apply to other citrus fruit. Even though those other citrus fruits also require much watering, however, they're still not similar to an Esrig, because an Esrig is on the tree all year round, and it could stay on a tree for a number of years. However, other citrus fruits aren't on the tree for many years at a time. They grow and they're picked at specific times in the season.